Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 95.3. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy, happy hump day. If you are into hoops, McCauley School is where you need to be this weekend for the Dr. Pepper Classic. It always has a loaded field. This year is no different. Sunrise Christian Academy. You've got Knox Catholic. You've got Hamilton Heights. And, of course, you got the team that's going to go 2-0, McCauley School. And we've got their coach, David Conrady. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing outstanding, and since you said that, I say we just cancel the event. Let's make that happen.
Excellent. All right, before we get into this, I've got to pick your brain on this because you're having a heck of a year. Well, you guys are what, 21-5?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are.
You guys are having a heck of a year. Baylor's having a really nice year, but you look at the top five in these polls, like we have in the Times Free Press this morning, and when you compare it to football, you know, you'll have McCauley all year long, and you'll have Baylor in the poll some too. It seems like the last couple of years, but is just the Nashville and Memphis areas that much stronger in hoops to where it's harder to crack the top five in hoops?
I think part of it is just longevity. You know, those teams have had teams that have, you know, year in and year out kind of been ranked in the. In the rankings a little higher than maybe some of us, but
okay.
You know, I think another part of it is we, you know, we used to play those guys all the time when we were all kind of in that same region. You know, we would go over there, and part of our region games were against Ensworth and Brentwood, and, you know, those teams, and the people we didn't see a whole lot of were the people in the West, you know, with Christian Brothers and Briarcrest and those guys. And so since the regions have kind of broken, we don't get over there and play, and they don't come over here and play as much. So, you know, it's just kind of, you know, people's opinions versus being able to see us, you know, really play head-to-head against other people. So, I do think part of it is, you know, I think we do get overlooked a little bit. I know I'm biased, but I would say that ourselves, Baylor and Knox Catholic and Knox Webb, those are four of the better teams in the state, regardless of where we're located.
Okay, yeah, thanks for clearing that up, just because, like I said, you look at y'all's record, you're like, and then you look at those rankings, you're like, where are they? I mean, it just kind of a weird deal there. But, all right, let's talk about this weekend. First, McCauley for years has done a fantastic job with the guest speakers, and I know Ernie Johnson was one of the all-timers. We had him on the show a couple of days before he was at McCauley, and I mean, just how powerful is he? But Mike Jaminski and Mark Wiedemer had a great column on it. What an incredible story he's got to tell as far as just some life, you know, later year life-altering things, you know, deaths that he's had to deal with and him dealing with it through drinking. I mean, he's just got some incredible stories to tell, doesn't he?
Right. And, you know, for me as a coach, and I know when Shulman started this at McCauley, you know, he and I spoke about it a lot, and I actually was the one that was like, hey, you know, I just got done listening to Ernie Johnson speak to the, you know, Basketball Coaches Association, and you know he had an amazing story about his son, and I said, you know, and so that was kind of the birth of trying to bring a speaker in that doesn't just get up there and, you know, tell everybody, hey, good luck and have a great weekend, and get, you know, we're trying because we've got a captive audience there of some people that have a potential to have a great platform a few years from now. You know, you look at some of the people that have played in our event, and you know, they're high major college players right now, or already in the NBA. You know, and so we really want to try to have someone that can come and speak, you know, some life lessons into them. You know, for fear that maybe somebody may be, you know, dealing with some of this stuff, or at least to see, hey, you know, these are some things that may be out there that could trip you up, or you know, here's how this guy has been able to, you know, manage a highly successful academic life and also turn out to be a really good person, and hopefully encourage these young guys to use their platform down the road to do the same. And so with Mike Gominski coming in, you know, he was, he talked about a trendsetter. I mean, he was one of those guys that reclassed before reclassification was even a thing, really, you know, and ends up going to Duke and having a, having an amazing career there, and then gets in the NBA and has a long career in the NBA. And while all that stuff's kind of going on, you know, begins to have some struggles with alcohol, and then gets out of NBA playing and gets into broadcasting, and you know, just continues to have that battle. And then, you know, like you mentioned, you know, had a pretty big issue, a life issue come up with the death, and that really kind of was the thing that, you know, pushed him completely over the edge. And yet now he's, through the help of some other athletes and being able to get into that program that he's in, has been able to, you know, kind of get regrounded. And, you know, I mean, anybody that has issues with anything, you know, addictions or just really anything, I don't know anybody can say that, oh, I've completely, you know, overcome this problem. And so it's kind of a day-to-day thing that you have to work with. And Mike has got a great story to tell our young guys about that.
Do you think if Mark Wiedmer wrote 10 Mike Gominski features, do you think he'd have to mention Goose Givens scoring 41 points in all of them?
I think that's a prerequisite. I mean, he may have to draw the pick. You know, the goose was golden on the front of Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
I'm surprised he hasn't put, like, drawn that picture along with the article.
You're listening to David Conradi, Macaulay School basketball coach. The Blue Tornado 21-5 this season, heading into this weekend's Dr. Pepper Classic. And, of course, Friday night, Macaulay will have the late game, the 8 p.m. tip against Knox Catholic. Saturday, Macaulay will again have the late tip, 8 o'clock against Sunrise Christian. If those teams sound familiar, Sunrise Christian, that's where Kennedy Chandler, Tennessee's current point guard, played last year. And, of course, Tennessee has a commitment from the Knox Catholic point guard. So, David, when you're talking about this kind of quality opposition, especially a Sunrise Christian, are they number one in the country still?
They are.
Okay.
They are. So we're excited that they committed to come to the event. And then, you know, it was nice of them to go ahead and have a great year to bring that along with them.
Well, and the question I had, because Macaulay has a really good track record of just not, you know, going out there and thinking, oh my gosh, these guys are all going to be playing for Duke and Carolina and Kentucky and in the NBA, and mentally we've just checked ourselves out. You know, Macaulay has really had a good track record of hanging competitive in a lot of these games. What is the key to avoiding any kind of that intimidation factor?
Well, you know, I don't know that you can do it, you know, for a long period of your schedule, but sometimes playing for it out of fear is not the worst thing in the world, you know. And so, you know, these games definitely get our guys' attention, and, you know, they don't want to go out there and not compete. And, you know, I really don't think it's one of those things where a lot of times you hear stories about, well, yeah, I got a chip on my shoulder and that guy's not as good as I am and I'm going to prove that I'm just as good. I don't know that our guys have ever played kind of from that position. I think we, you know, have a great respect for, you know, especially these guys when we play them, but we try to do that with everybody. But like I said, you know, when you play teams like this, they definitely get your attention. And when you have good players that are attentive, you generally play okay. And so, you know, I think that's our goal this weekend. You know, Friday night is a huge game for us with the region game being against Knox Catholic. And so hopefully we'll be able to play well and do the things we need to do. And then Sunrise on Saturday, you know, hope they will get our attention just because of who they are. And so hopefully we can put together two really good games this weekend.
All right, with David Craig, how much is he looking forward to this weekend? I guess he, because Sunrise has someone that's getting close to him height-wise, right?
Correct. They've got, you know, and David has generally played better against teams like this simply because he has a little bit better matchup. It's, you know, it's really hard for him, you know, to go up against, you know, 6'2", 6'3", players, and especially, you know, who we're playing against that are good players. It's not like they're just, you know, you can't really find somebody just to put him on and say, okay, well, he's not very good. You know, our schedule doesn't allow us to do that. So he gets stuck guarding some talented kids that are, you know, for him, you know, he's really undersized. And so to have a chance to play against some guys that are a little more his size actually is a benefit in some regards, but he still has to go out there and you know, play smart and put himself in position to have success.
All right, David, when people are driving around, they're like, whoa, the number one high school basketball team is going to be at Macaulay School this weekend. What is the best way for someone that doesn't have a dog in the hunt and just wants to see some great basketball and see the number one team? What do they need to do as far as tickets?
Yep. So I sound like a politician pushing our website here, but you got to go to Macaulay.org and then you can go /DP Classic. And that should take you directly to the Macaulay Dr. Pepper Classic website. If not, you can go to the Macaulay website at Macaulay.org, and you can click on athletics. And when you get to the athletic part of the page, there's another link there for the Dr. Pepper. But I'm the easiest way is just to go to Macaulay.org/DP Classic, and that sends you directly to the Dr. Pepper Classic webpage, and then you can just navigate down and purchase tickets right off of there.
All right, and David, personal question to wrap things up, because as you know, obviously you've got bigger games down the road because they could involve trips to the state tournament and all that fun stuff, but how special is this weekend when it circles around every year?
It really is special. I mean, for a lot of the reasons that, you know, we've already talked about with the banquet speaker that comes in and being able to encourage young people. You know, we have Saturday morning. We have a free clinic for kids in the area that can come, and we've usually capped that at about 120, and we've got 150 right now. So that that part of it is full. You know, the opportunity for our players to be able to, you know, play in fun games like this and to be able to do it on our campus is a great thing, but also to bring, you know, high-level basketball to the Chattanooga area and to allow, you know, some of these people in our area to come and see, you know, guys that are going to be at Duke and Kansas and Tennessee and those kinds of places, to be able to see them up close and walk around with them and rub shoulders with them has always kind of been the heart of this event. And so, you know, regardless of how our season is ever going, this game definitely is special to us and special that we can host it on Macaulay's campus.
Well, the track record's phenomenal. Y'all bring in some absolute heavyweights each and every year. Congratulations on the season that you're having. Congratulations on another wonderful weekend. You and Jeff Romero, everybody that's involved with all this, and best of luck for another highly successful Dr. Pepper Classic.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, guys. And Wells, I appreciate all your questions yesterday. That was great.
All righty. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much.
See you.
All righty. David Conradi, coach of the Macaulay School, leading into this weekend's Dr. Pepper Classic. 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the poll question. We come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 95.3.